This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado business leaders are uneasy about the economy heading into the end of the year. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on a new survey from the University of Colorado's Business Research Division.
Higher interest rates are the biggest concern for the state's business executives in the coming months. The survey shows they think inflation is still a problem too, but not as big a problem as it was earlier in the year. The economy is doing better than business leaders were expecting, but CU researcher Brian Lewandowski says they're still down on future prospects. Survey respondents cited housing and worker shortages as pressing issues for Colorado's businesses. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Starting Sunday, gun buyers have to wait 3 days before completing most firearm purchases in Colorado. Advocates say that could discourage suicides and gun violence. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Gun rights supporters say they'll add the new law to the list of lawsuits they've filed to block gun reforms, which they call unconstitutional. Taylor Rhodes of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners plans to go gun shopping Sunday, and then...
It's going to put me into a 3-day, at least, waiting period. So as soon as we see that delay status come up, we'll then snap a photo of that, send it to our attorneys so that, you know, we can prove that we have standing.
Also taking effect Sunday is a new law that could make it easier to sue the firearm industry. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A lawsuit filed this week claims the new Sunset Amphitheater under construction on the north side of Colorado Springs would violate statewide noise ordinances. The suit also alleges the city's exemption permits violate state law. The city approved the development of the 8,000-seat amphitheater in 2022, despite opposition from residents in the area. This is CPR News and KRCC.